It's here and now. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, a day around the globe for people to remember the atrocities committed over seven decades ago in Nazi Germany. In Chicago, there's a home that houses some of the last generation of Holocaust survivors. The self-help home was originally set up after World War II as a place for Jewish refugees who managed to escape Nazi-occupied Europe with their lives. In 2014, we met two residents of that home, starting with Edith Stern, now in her 90s. She worked at the home when she first arrived in Chicago after surviving the Auschwitz concentration camp. I asked her how she came to work there.
First of all, a self-help home was founded for people who were persecuted by the Nazis. I'm talking about the people who were able to, they were able to leave Germany without going into concentration camps. And then they came, they also came with their parents, these old people. They knew that when they came here, that they had to work. But they were also aware of the fact that those old people were not able to work anymore. And they were trying to find a place where they could stay, a retirement place. And so it was possible to buy this property for relatively little money. And that was self-help.
And why did you decide to move there?
I survived the Holocaust. And I ended up in Chicago because my sister was here. That's another story. And they needed somebody who would be, who would administer this home. I was in my 40s at that time, okay? I was relatively young. And the reason why I really wanted to work there was because I could never do anything for my own parents. Mm. They were killed. Those people who now lived in this retirement home in self-help could have been my parents, age-wise. And I wanted to do something for them which I never could do for my own.
Why do you think it is important for survivors to be with each other?
Because they had the same experience. They were from the same country. They spoke the same language because, again, I have to say something. Those old people, very few of them spoke English. They spoke German. And old people, as perhaps you know, have difficulties to learn a foreign language, okay? So another thing, when they asked, when I applied for the job and they interviewed me for the job, and I am really from Czechoslovakia, I'm not from Germany. They didn't ask me, the people who interviewed me, whether I speak English, but they asked me whether I speak German, because I came from another country. I didn't come from Germany. I speak just as well German, because my father was from Vienna, so I speak both languages.
As Holocaust survivors get older, it becomes more important, it seems, for people to hear these stories, though, these stories of survival from the Holocaust.
The reason why I think it's important that we, if people ask us, that we talk about it, because we were there. We are not people who heard about it. I was there. And I think it's important that people don't forget. And we are the last generation of survivors. If the Holocaust brought anything positive, I hoped, would be that people would remember and fight against discrimination and against hatred. Because I think hatred is the biggest arm against each other. Because when you hate, You hurt yourself. You don't only hurt the next person, the person whom you hate, but you hurt yourself. That's how I look at it. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying, but that's my philosophy.
I do understand, and I think our listeners understand as well. Is there anything that you would like people to know, though, about where you find yourself now in this self-help home in Chicago and why that's valuable to you?
I entered the self-help home because I knew that that would be the last place I would live in. Most of the people there had a very similar experience. They also came from Europe. They also suffered. And we had very much in common. And I felt I was at home.
It's good to have people who know what you've been through
there
with you.
In a way, yes. Even if not, then there were not too many who were survivors, but there were all who were persecuted by the Nazis, and they had to leave their life, so to say, and start again from the beginning, the new life in America. Yeah. And that was what brought us close.
That was Edith Stern, a resident at the self-help home in Chicago and a survivor of Auschwitz. Another resident of the home that we spoke with in 2014 is Holocaust survivor Margie Oppenheimer. I began by asking her whether she ever talked with other survivors in the home about the Holocaust.
Actually, telling you the truth, we do not talk about the past that much, if we talk at all about the past. We mention it occasionally, but really, telling you the truth, I don't talk much about it unless I'm asked and then I answer questions.
Why is that?
That's the way I am. I mention I was in the camp and that's it. If they ask more questions, then I will answer them.
Do you find comfort, though, in being around other people who have been through similar horrors?
Of course. It helps. And we are treated like human beings with dignity and pride, and we are cared for like we are special, and we have lots of programs, and they help us to stay alive.
And I know that during the Holocaust, there were many moments that you couldn't believe that you were still alive.
I know. At one point, I wasn't supposed to be alive anymore, but we were in the camp, and we had roll call every day. But this time, we had roll call. They took us to a huge open field. And I thought that the open field was the one where they would kill us now. And then we had to undress naked and march in front of all the dignitaries and all the guards and everything. You know, they made their remarks. And then if you were able to work, they put like a one Roman numeral on my left arm, or if I were able to work, they would put two numerals on my left arm. Well, I was very skinny, and I was always very tiny, so I was not able to work anymore in their eyes. So I was marked to be killed and separated from my two friends. And at night, in the evening, it was still light, and I was standing by the fence and looking, and there wasn't a soul on the whole place where people could walk. But then my two friends came, and we didn't speak. They came to me, I fell down, they pulled me underneath the electric fence to the other side. And I swear to God, it was a God's miracle, because I didn't get touched by the electric wiring and nobody saw me, and we ran to their barracks. I tried to clean off the one mark on my left arm, and so I was free, at least for the night.
Wow. And
then that's how I was saved. But then the next morning we had roll call again, and the commandant said, there's one person too much. Who is that person? Well, I knew very well I was that person, but I was standing behind a very tall lady and hiding, and my cheeks were probably red like tomatoes because they felt like they were on fire. And again he asked, again and again and again, and nobody came forward. So then he took some lady and said, you go to the right. So instead of me, he took another lady, which I still feel guilty about because I wanted to live and she was killed because of me. And I can't forget it because I get reminded of that every day.
Our conversation with Margie Oppenheimer, a Holocaust survivor in her 90s who now lives in the self-help home in Chicago. Before that, we heard from fellow resident and survivor Edith Stern. We checked in with the home today. They told us both Margie and Edith are doing well. It's Here and Now.